Welcome to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and I'm so glad you joined us for the show today. If you haven't already, come check us out at AuthenticHealthCoach.com, where you can get a free copy of Dr. Candace Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips Report. It is the number one guide to taking your health to the next level. Now, today on the show, we have an absolutely incredible guest for you. Her name is Amy Valpone. And Amy is a holistic health counselor, and she's a Manhattan-based personal chef, culinary nutritionist. She's a professional recipe developer and a food writer, and she specializes in gluten-free recipes, clean, whole foods, which is, of course, what I'm all about, whole foods and why they're so important for your health. And she has some absolutely incredible recipes on her blog, thehealthyapple.com. And today on the show, we talk about a little bit about her personal health story. She had some very chronic pain, chronic swelling that doctors couldn't diagnose. No one knew what was wrong with her. People thought she was crazy. Her doctors thought she was crazy. But she was so determined to find a solution to her health challenges that she, you know, basically fired her doctors, found some alternative health practitioners, started learning about nutrition, and turned her health around. And now she's teaching other people how to do the same thing. And so it's just so inspiring and exciting to have her on the show today. So enjoy the show, take great notes, and I'll see you soon. Thanks so much for being with us today, Amy, on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Tell us more about your background and what got you interested in nutrition and health in the first place.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm jealous you're in Hawaii right now, but I started out, about 6 years ago, I started getting chronic leg swelling in my legs. I had like 20 to 30 pounds of water weight in my legs every day. And I was at Mayo Clinic, I was at every hospital in Manhattan, went to every doctor from vascular surgeons to the St. Vincent's Cancer Center. They were doing bone marrow biopsies on me here in Manhattan and at Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. And the doctors told me that I was crazy, there was nothing wrong with me, and they put me on steroids, painkillers, water pills, and it got pretty bad, and I said, you know, I'm not giving up, I know there's an answer, there's a reason for why I'm in this pain, and went back to school, got my degree in integrative nutrition, and started my blog, thehealthyapple.com, started developing recipes. I've loved to cook since I was a young girl, and just started doing videos and working with brands. All of the philosophy of clean eating, so eating minimally processed, clean, real, whole foods with one ingredient. And I work as a personal chef here in Manhattan, also out in Los Angeles, and a lot through Skype. A lot of clients in London and Alaska and Seattle who I work with on Skype. I do pantry makeovers and store tours and work with them, whether they're newly diagnosed celiacs or whether they're dairy intolerant or maybe it's soy or, you know, whatever it may be, and trying to get them acclimated into this new life and showing them that really it's not that hard. I am pretty much allergic to everything, and I find to make flavor pretty darn good in all of my recipes, and you can see that on my blog. So, you know, it's not about depriving ourselves or counting calories or any of that. It's just about finding real whole foods with one ingredient. I often travel on airplanes with an avocado and a hard-boiled egg, and the people sitting next to me laugh at me and tell me that I'm crazy, and they're sitting there with their 100-calorie pack of Oreos and their Diet Coke, and they look at me like, what are you eating? And it's kind of funny because it's like, I'm eating real food. There's one ingredient in each of these things.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the number of ingredients on your Diet Coke or the number of ingredients in your 100-calorie pack, and it's not real food. It's all fake and chemicals. And then they wonder why, you know, they don't feel good and they can't lose weight and they can't be healthy. So that's my goal and what I'm here to do. And I'm starting to write a book and doing a lot of speaking and helping others just learn that, you know, don't give up and keep fighting because there's always an answer. And, you know, food really can be the answer for you.
That's awesome. That's inspiring. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I love what I do. So it's really fun. And especially working one-on-one, I got done with a new client today, and you know, I spent 4 hours in her kitchen with her. We went to Whole Foods Market and went shopping and did the food store tour, and you know, she was just so inspired. And you know, people often say to me, I know it's in a food store, I don't need a food store tour, but every single person I bring on is like, I never knew about that, or wow, look at this. And so it's fun. I love inspiring people and helping people, and really, if that was what I was put on this earth here to do, then that sounds good to me.
That's awesome. Well, you talked earlier about, you know, you were at the Mayo Clinic and you were sick all the time. Did you know all this stuff before then, or is that something you learned because you got sick?
No, I mean, I had no idea what was going on. All these doctors told me that I was crazy and that, you know, there was something wrong with me and that they kept pushing drugs on me, water pills and steroids and painkillers. And, you know, before I knew it, I had a list of drugs that I was taking. I was running around to four doctors a day while I still had my corporate job here in Manhattan. And the doctors, you know, were ready to scream at me because they just were like, nothing's wrong with you. We can't find anything wrong with you. And my boss in corporate America, they were ready to, you know, fire me because I was running around to all doctors because I couldn't get an answer from anybody. And you know, everyone's telling you a different story, what to do, what not to do, what you know, what drugs you should take. And at that point I was just like, I can't do this anymore. I need to figure out, really listen to my body and what's going on. So it's been a challenge, and you know, there's always frustrations with everything, and you know, there's days when you just want to give up, but I'm, you know, like I said, I'm here to help people and show them, really don't give up. I'm not asking everyone to eat kale every day, but you know, there's not a reason to go out and eat McDonald's every day. You know, if you can make yourself a nice, you know, gluten-free hamburger bun or whole grain hamburger bun with, you know, grass-fed bison or a piece of tofu with an heirloom tomato and some maybe some Swiss chard and organic cheese or, you know, with some vegetables, then that's a heck of a lot better than eating some packaged diet food with 100 calories.
Definitely, I totally agree with that. But I mean, a lot of people, especially in our younger generation, I mean, we grew up with like, you know, mac and cheese from a box and like, you know, canned green beans, which we never ate anyways, right? But
I
I mean, we don't even know what real food is anymore. Like, I know a lot of people, especially in New York and in the inner city, I mean, I've never even seen a farm before. Like, you ask them where does a tomato come from, they've never seen dirt. They don't think that this stuff grows in the soil. So
know. It's sad. It really is sad.
how do
And there, it's
you
funny
for
because, I'm sorry, what
I
was
was gonna
that?
say for someone who doesn't know how to prepare good food, I mean, how do you do it if you don't if you haven't learned, you know?
That's what I do. I spend a lot of time at farmers markets. Whole Foods Market is pretty much my best friend because they have the most amazing food, produce, and everything is always fresh. So I'm always there. Here in Manhattan, we have vegetable stands on pretty much every corner, which is amazing. I also have family in New Jersey, and I go down to the farms down there. But you know, it's amazing. I never really realized how amazing the taste is from farmers markets. I'd always say, oh, the prices are so much higher when I can just buy, you know, a cucumber in the food store or a squash in the food store. The flavor, I mean, I always thought people were crazy, but I mean, it is unbelievable. I'd rather spend a dollar or extra on like all these beautiful zucchinis from a farmer's market than zucchinis that are in a food store and look wilted or, you know, are not fresh. The flavor from a farm is just, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
that's what I want to do is help people and show them, you know, where to get this flavor from and how to enjoy it.
That's awesome. Awesome. And you talk a lot on your blog about gluten-free cooking and you know, have all these awesome gluten-free recipes and you teach people, you know, how to start living a gluten-free lifestyle. Why is that so important?
Well, for myself, I'm gluten intolerant, and for a lot of my clients have celiac disease, which means they cannot eat gluten. But I also work with clients here in Manhattan and throughout the country who can eat gluten, and I just help them eat whole grains and real foods instead of eating, you know, processed white breads or white flours. But for my blog, it is all gluten-free. It's dairy-free as well, except I do use a little bit of Greek yogurt. I'm lactose intolerant, but the way Greek yogurt is strained, there's a percentage of black people that are lactose intolerant that can handle it. And I am one of them, luckily enough. So I do have a little bit of organic Greek yogurt, you know, every once in a while. So that's the dairy that you'll find on my blog. But other than that, it's dairy-free. Almond milk, rice milk, hemp milk, flax milk, you know, something of that sort. A lot of nuts and seeds, a lot of whole grains, a lot of great vegetables, a lot of green vegetables, and lean proteins, whether it's, you know, organic, whether you have tofu or you have, you know, some kind of tempeh or hummus or maybe it's chicken or fish. So eggs are great too. I do eat a lot of eggs. So, you know, it's all about what works for your body. I don't believe in putting a label on yourself. And I believe that if eggs make you feel good and you're going to eat organic eggs every day, then good for you. But if, you know, you're going to eat some kind of fake food every day and you're not feeling so well or you're having stomach problems, then maybe it's time to look back and look at what you're eating and see if that maybe could be the cause of it.
Definitely. Well, what about, you know, if you talked about taking people to the farmers market and teaching them what to buy and what not to buy? I mean, what if you see something at the store and it says, you know, it's got fruit in it, it says healthy, it says natural on the front, it says organic on the front, does that mean it's good for you?
No, you know, that's funny because I just finished a book. I was just looking, I'm down, I just put it on the floor. I just finished it this week, and It's called The Happiness Diet, I believe it is. These doctors wrote it, and it pretty much just nails every single natural, breastfed, this and that. I mean, it's impossible. You walk into the food store anymore, and you don't even know what to touch because Lay's potato chips are all natural. So it's kind of like, what is all natural? What is, you know, are there standards for anything? And it's sad. So it can be very confusing.
Mm-hmm. So how do you break through that confusion?
How do I what? I'm sorry?
How do you break through that confusion? I mean, if I'm a new person
that's
trying to learn how to eat better.
That's what I do with my clients. Uh-huh. Secret, you have to hire me.
you got to share with us your secrets. Not everyone can hire you.
We walk through the food store and break down, you know, everything, what everything says, whether it's grass-fed, organic, fair trade, you know, and explain everything to them, all natural. You know, no hormones, no antibiotics, naturally fed, you know, or grain-fed, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, why can't someone just go to, like, you know, Barnes & Noble's or Amazon and just buy, you know, the top 100 diet book or nutrition book and just eat, you know, whatever it says in that book and they'll be all right?
Because I just really believe that it's individual specific. I think that if we all followed the same exact diet, it wouldn't work for all of us. Mm-hmm. I personally, you know, can't eat off a food pyramid because I can't eat bread or dairy. So mm-hmm. I would be in a heck of a lot of pain every day if I did. But, you know, someone like my father could handle Greek yogurt, or I'm sorry, can handle dairy and grains and gluten, and he's fine. So, you know, I don't believe in, you know, everybody going gluten-free or everybody going dairy-free or everybody going vegan or vegetarian, but if that's what makes you feel good and you feel great about it and you feel good waking up every morning and you have energy and your stomach, if your digestive issues are gone and your stomach feels great, then good for you and go for it.
Awesome.
As long as you're eating everything in moderation and you're getting enough protein, fat, and, you know, healthy fruits, vegetables, produce, a lot of fiber, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Cool. So would you want to share some healthy recipes with us then, some of your favorite recipes?
Oh, well, you know what? The one that's up on my blog right now I absolutely love. It is a grilled cherry guacamole. So it's thehealthyapple.com. That's the recipe. What is today? Today's August 6th, 2012. So that is the recipe for today. I update my recipes every Monday and Friday. Some of my other favorite recipes on there are I have raw cacao roasted Brussels sprouts. So it's like a chocolate Brussels sprout, which is amazing.
Yeah. Chocolate and Brussels sprouts, how's that good?
It's good. It's raw chocolate, so it's raw cacao.
Yeah.
So it's delicious. I also have a bunch of berry recipes that I put up lately working with Whole Foods Market. I did a whole bunch of berry posts for them. A lot of quinoa, which is a great protein, and it's gluten-free, so that's really fun. So if you look back, I did a few blackberry salads and a few other little add-ins here and there. But pretty much this summer, it's been a lot of easy, clean foods like salads and fun, no hassle, no turning the oven or stove on, quick, easy ways that you can feel good about yourself and eat at the same time.
Awesome. So, you know, let's talk about snack foods then, because that's a big, you know, I would say stepping stone for people is that, you know, they get a candy bar or a Diet Coke, like you said, for a snack when they're hungry in the middle of the day. What do you eat in the middle of the day when you're really hungry but you just don't have time to grab a meal?
Avocado.
Yeah?
I love avocados. And I love hard-boiled eggs as well. I think they're great snacks. They're good fat and they hold me over. Hummus is amazing. And eating crudité or, you know, fruit with a little bit of nut butter on it is amazing. You can even get, you know, the dates and fill them with peanut butter inside. Have some kind of like rice cracker, Crunchmaster crackers are great. There's also like a bunch of other different, you know, I should say rice crackers or some kind of gluten-free cracker that's delicious. There's also a lot of rice breads, things like that, that you can easily just put nut butter on top, maybe a few little bananas, drizzle a little honey, which is great. But it's, you know, it's about staying away from the packaged processed foods and just really eating clean. So maybe your snack is, you know, some kind of vegetable like maybe it's carrots and hummus, or maybe it is, you know, cucumbers with a little bit of olive oil and watermelon on it in the summer, or maybe it's a handful of cashews and some dried cranberries. So it's really what makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. Well, you know, before we go, I really want to hear some words of inspiration for you, for people who have been through what you've been through, because I know you just passed over on the show, but I know your real story of how big that struggle was for you when your doctors were telling you were crazy and you didn't know what was wrong with you. You know, there's probably millions of people out there right now who have some kind of symptoms that are chronic that won't go away, and people say they're crazy, there's nothing the doctors can do. What would you share with someone who's in that situation that they can do, you know, to improve their health?
I'd say don't give up. You have to read my blog post from, let's see, it was 2 weeks ago Friday, so the last Friday in July. I got so many comments, people just leaving paragraphs, because I said I'm coming out and I'm writing a book to help people. And that's what I want to do, and I'm going to show you that you're not alone. And I bring my own food to weddings. I bring my own food to dinner parties. I travel on airplanes with my own food. It's amazing what I have to do. I have to pack two different sets of clothing sometimes when I travel, just in case, you know, there's something that you ate you have a reaction to and you can't fit into your clothes. So you're not alone, and it's not about being embarrassed about what's going on at your body. And really, you're happy. I'm happy to just be alive. So, I mean, that's really how we all have to look at it. And if it means that I have to pack a lunch or, you know, pack a dinner or pack a meal to go to a wedding or something else, then really things could be a lot worse. So just look on the bright side. And, you know, I'm always happy to answer any questions or help anybody, whether they're here in Manhattan or wherever they are. Just, you know, visit thehealthyapple.com. And my name is Amy, and I'm always happy to help.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Amy. I know your words and your knowledge are going to help thousands of people improve their health. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
Absolutely. Me too. I hope to have you again on the show very soon.
Hey there, it's Tom Corson-Knowles again. I hope you loved the show today with Amy Valpone. Isn't she just an inspiration to hear and a lot of fun? And I hope you will check out her blog and get some awesome healthy recipes and take your health to the next level. And remember, come check us out at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. We'd love to have you join the community. And if there's any questions you have about nutrition or about the show, anything on the show, or anything we can help you with in general, just let us know anytime. We're always here to support you. All right, wishing you an incredible day, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.